Our reading for today begins in Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Revelation chapter 5, verse 1. Then I saw in the right hand of him who was seated on the throne a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, "Who is worthy to open the scroll and break its seals?" And no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. And I began to weep loudly because no one was found worthy to open the scroll or to look into it. And one of the elders said to me, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah, the Root of David, has conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." And between the throne and the four living creatures and among the elders I saw a lamb standing, as though it had been slain, with seven horns and with seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent out into all the earth. And he went and took the scroll from the right hand of him who was seated on the throne. And when he had taken the scroll, the four living creatures and the 24 elders fell down before the Lamb, each holding a harp and golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. And they sang a new song, saying, "Worthy are you to take the scroll and to open its seals, for you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God, and from every tribe and language and people and nation, and you have made them a kingdom and priests to our God, and they shall reign on the earth." Then I looked, and I heard around the throne and the living creatures and the elders the voice of many angels, numbering myriads of myriads and thousands of thousands, saying with a loud voice, "Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power and wealth and wisdom and might and honor and glory and blessing." And I heard every creature in heaven and on earth and under the earth and in the sea and all that is in them saying, "To him who sits on the throne and to the Lamb be blessing and honor and glory and might forever and ever." And the four living creatures said, "Amen." And the elders fell down and worshipped. So in chapter 4, we had talked about the scene of this throne in heaven, and I described it as a throne room, but you can visualize it any way that you'd like. And chapter 5 starts off with, "Then I saw." So it's still in this overall view of the thrones in heaven. And so he's described those thrones, and now he describes what he sees here in the right hand of him who is seated on the throne, a scroll written within and on the back, sealed with seven seals. So the idea there is that this book is complete and it is sealed, so that it might reach its purpose or its destination faithfully and not be tampered with or not be modified, added to, any of those things. So the idea of something written within and then on the back shows that fullness and completeness. Ezekiel in Ezekiel chapter 2 and verse 10 describes in a vision there a book which was also written within and without, except that in Ezekiel, that book is open and revealing its contents. And so the symbolic significance of the book being on God's hand here is talking about that particular purpose that was set for it. That purpose being God's eternal plan for the salvation of man. This is the grand scheme of redemption, and that's why only Jesus is the one that can open it. Only the Lamb is truly worthy. So in verse 2, you have this strong one or this angel that is asking who's worthy to open the book and to loose the seals. And so worthiness is a matter of moral character, ability. And the idea of worthiness occurs seven times in Revelation. And one time is actually, it's used in a negative sense. That's chapter 16. And so to be able to loose the seals and to be able to break them, allowing the contents to be opened and to be made known, required one who was truly worthy, that was of sufficient character. And the word literally means of sufficient weight. So in order to open it requires that worthy one, and opening it means to expose its contents. And this is more than just being able to view it or read it, for John has seen it there lying on God's hand. The idea presented is that it's more than this. It is to comprehend and even disclose or even execute those things that are within it. In verse 3, you have this description of no one in heaven or on earth or under the earth was able to open the scroll or to look into it. So this search for a worthy one begins. And so this description of heaven, earth, and under the earth includes all living creatures, includes those elders that are in that throne scene. It includes the angels and hosts of heaven. It includes all those that have been strong or mighty. And it means that none are able. John's reaction to no one being worthy is to weep loudly. And one of the elders says, "Weep no more. Behold, the Lion of Judah, the Root of David, is conquered so that he can open the scroll and its seven seals." We understand that he's referring to Jesus, who was the Lamb of God, as was declared when he was on this earth. So he came to this earth. He lived as a man. He lived a sinless life and then died on the cross as a sacrifice for our sins, fulfilling that purpose, being the Lamb of God. So he overcame, he conquered, he prevailed, and he was worthy to loose the seals, to open up this book in order to make known the contents and to carry out those contents. If you look over in chapter 12, you see this conflict with Satan and the fact that the Lamb is victorious over him. That is the work of the Lamb in order to attain to the salvation of those that would enter into that covenant relationship through Jesus. So verse 6, he refers to seeing this Lamb standing and refers to it being slain. That would be his sacrifice on the cross. But even though it had been slain, here it is standing and living. This is the sacrificial as well as redemptive aspect of the Lamb. Now he does make mention of these seven horns and seven eyes and the seven spirits of God. You know, when you see horn used in a metaphorical sense, the Hebrews would, you know, those that spoke the Hebrew language would interpret it as power. Prophetically, though, horn could also describe the strength that would come for the one being described. You could see that in Deuteronomy chapter 33, talking about Joseph's sons. And then 1 Samuel chapter 2, talking about the king representing Jehovah. Seven eyes is probably representing, you know, the idea of a full and perfect knowledge, his omniscience. Think about Colossians chapter 2 and verse 3. In him are all the treasures of wisdom and knowledge hidden. And so this is expressed here to give this idea of not only the role of the Lamb, but the power and the place of the Lamb as deity. So verse 7, he comes and takes it out of the hand of the Father, and only the Lamb is worthy to not only open it, but to go and retrieve it, as far as I can tell, the way this is described. As he does this, the elders, the creatures, everyone falls down to worship him, and making mention of these golden bowls full of incense, which are the prayers of the saints. So here we have an example of something that is representative, and it tells us exactly what it means. That doesn't always happen, but this is one of those instances. Verse 9, they begin to sing this new song, talking about the worthiness of the Lamb to take the book, to open the book, to open the seals. And then it has that statement in the latter half of verse 9 saying, "For you were slain, and by your blood you ransomed people for God from every tribe and language and people and nation." So that is part of what made him worthy, was he was that perfect sacrifice to bring about that ransom of all mankind that would enter into that covenant. Verse 10 just keeps on carrying out that same thought that, because he was slain and because he ransomed people, that he brought them into a kingdom and made them priests to God. And Peter describes that for us as well. Verse 11, "Then I looked, and around the throne and the living creatures and the elders, the voice of many angels numbering myriads of myriads, thousands of thousands, saying, 'Worthy is the Lamb who was slain to receive power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing.'" It's interesting, if you count these things that are mentioned, this power, wealth, wisdom, might, honor, glory, and blessing. There are seven of those listed. And seven is an important number in the Bible. You had 7 days of creation. You have 7 days in a week. God rested on the seventh day. All of those things can be realized as having a significance within this description of the scene here and this attribution of all of these traits to the Lamb. And so this chapter closes out with all of this worship toward the Lamb. And then verse 14, the four living creatures said, Amen, and the elders fell down and worshiped. And so not only was he worthy to execute the plan of the redemption of God and to open up these seals in order to perform that execution as this vision shows him, but then he is to be worshiped for his worthiness and for his role in that eternal redemption plan that God has made. And so Jesus should absolutely be viewed as the Lamb of God, as our Redeemer, as our Savior, as the true Christ and Messiah that was promised, and should be at the center of our lives. We should be worshiping Him and serving Him on a daily basis. Thank you for listening. Please come back again for another reading, and please continue in prayer that God may be with us all.